It's a real privilege to be back with you again this Sunday.
今天早上很高兴能够再次来到我们当中。
And I'm happy that my wife is also here today.
我很高兴今天我的妻子也在这里。
You know, she is really the old missionary.
她是一个真正的老宣教士。
She went to Taiwan 60 years ago.
她60年前去了台湾。
I came a year and a half later.
我是在一年之后才去的。
So everything that I know about the Chinese, she taught me.
所有我关于对中国人的了解都是她告诉我的。
And we have had a very exciting life.
我们有一个非常兴奋的生活。
God allowed us not only to be in Taiwan, but also led us to a number of other countries.
神不只带领我们去台湾，也带领我们去了许多其他的国家。
We were in Brazil, we were in Germany, we were in Africa.
我们在巴西，在德国，在南非。
But we always came back again to our old home, the Chinese.
但神总是也带领我们回到我们的老家，在中国人当中。
And every time I come back and go back to China, I feel like I've gone home.
每次我回到中国的时候，我就感觉到我好像回到家了。
So, it's been our privilege to these last 20 some years to associate here with CCIC.
这是神给我的恩典，让我在过去20多年能够跟基督的会堂有联系。
And we feel very much at home here.
我们真是感觉到我们就在家里面。
Someone has once said that there are two.Important beginnings in the life of every person.
有人曾经说过，在任何一个人的生命当中，都有两个新的开始。
The first one is the day he was born.
第一个就是他出生的时候。
The second one is when he discovered why he was born.
第二个呢，就是他发现了他为什么是出生了。
And that's true not only for individuals, it's also true for the church.
这不只对任何人是真实的，对于教会也是真实的。
7 years or so ago, this church got its start.
七年多前，这个教会在这里开始了。
But you know, it is amazing to find in many churches, they don't know what their real mission is.
但是你不会觉得很压抑，有很多的教会他们不知道他们的使命在哪里。
If you ask somebody what is the mission of the church, you get many different answers.
你如果问别人说教会的使命在哪里，你会得到很多的答案。
Someone will say, of course, it's very obvious that like John Calvin said, we are here to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
正如加尔文所说，我们在这里就是要来荣耀神，并且能够彼此的共同享受神给我们的生活。
And that must be the goal of our church.
那这个应该就是我们教会的使命。
My question is that the mission of the church?
我的问题就是说，那是我们教会的使命吗？
And another person might put it this way.
其他人可能会这样说。
Our basic mission is to worship God.
我们最主要的使命就是来敬拜神。
The creature is worshiping the creator.
一个受造物就是要来敬拜那位造物的主。
Can there be anything greater than that?
还有更大的事吗？
That must be the ultimate for which we have gathered together.
这必定是我们最终的目的，我们聚集在这里的目的。
But is that the purpose? Is that the mission of the church?
那个就是我们教会的使命吗？
A third one might say, we need to grow up in our Christian lives.
其他人可能会说我们要成长，我们基督徒的生命需要成长。
We need to mature as believers.
我们需要在灵命上成长。
We need not only to speak about our faith, we need to live our faith.
我们不只是要能够讲出我们的信心，更能够活出我们的信心。
So the edification, the building up of believers,That must be the mission of the church.
所以对于信徒的造就，那必定是教会的使命。
A fourth person might say, no, the basis for the church's existence is that we obey his commandments.
可能第四个人会说，这些都不是。我们教会的使命就是要来遵行神给我们的诫命。
Obedience to God must be the cornerstone of our faith.
顺服神必定是我们教会的一个基石。
But let me ask again, is that the mission of the church?
那我再问你一下，那就是我们教会的使命吗？
Still others will say it is to proclaim the good news.
可能会有其他人说，我们教会的使命就是来宣扬福音。
No wonder people are confused.
这是为什么大家会感觉到困惑。
So many different answers to that question.
对这个问题有很多的答案。
What really is the mission of the church? That's the question.
那教会真正的使命到底是什么呢？
All the things that I've mentioned, yes, they are all essential.
刚刚我所提的这几样都是很重要的。
Yes, we're here to glorify God.
是的，我们要来荣耀神。
Yes, we're here to worship God.
我们要来敬拜神。
Yes, we need to be built up in our faith.
是的，我们要来在信心上长进。
Yes, we must be obedient to every command that He's given to us.
是的，我们要遵行神给我们的每一条诫命。
All these things are essential. They are all important.
这些都很重要。
But what is the mission of the church?
但是教会的使命是什么？
The Lord Jesus Christ never left us in doubt about important issues.
主耶稣基督从来没有把我们留在一个困惑的环境里面。
And whenever we had questions, he would be able to answer those questions very simply.
每当我们有问题的时候，他会用很简单的答案来回答我们的问题。
And the same thing is true about this subject.
正如这个问题，它也有很简单的答案。
Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke.
我们翻开路加福音
，Chapter 9,
第九章。
And here Jesus gives us a very clear outline about what the mission of the church is really all about.
在这里，耶稣给我们一个大纲，到底教会的使命是什么
？Now God never complicates things for us to understand.
神从来不会把事情变得很复杂，让我们不能理解。
Only the theologians that write those thick books, they make it difficult.
只有神学家他们喜欢很厚的书，让大家困惑。
Jesus was also very, very clear and direct.
耶稣非常的直接，非常的清楚。
And that's why it's always important that with any question we have, we always go back again to the scriptures.
这是为什么？只要我们有问题的时候，我们总是要回到圣经里。
Luke chapter 9, first verse.
路加福音第九章第一节。
When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们人力、权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的疾病。又差遣他们去宣传神国的道，医治病人。
Now, I want to talk about this.
我现在就是要讲解这一段。
It's very easy for many of us, after a Sunday message, to walk out from this place, and 5 minutes later, we have forgotten what we have heard.
当我们听完道走出去五分钟之内呢，我们会很快的忘记我们刚刚所听的。
In fact,We're told that we forget 95% of what we have heard.
有人统计，我们大概会忘记95%我们所听到的东西。
And that is a blessing.
那这是一个祝福。
See, that computer that God has placed in our minds has this automatic delete button.
神在我们头脑里面所装的这个电脑呢，有一个自动的消除器。
Because if we would...retain all of the stuff that we hear with our ears, it would be terrible, terrible to reassemble that.
假如我们都能够保留我们所有所听到的东西在我们脑海里面，那是一件很可怕的事情。
Now there's a lot of stuff we should forget.
其实有很多事情我们是应该把它忘记的。
But there's some things we should not forget.
但是有些事情我们不应该忘记。
And sometimes the important things that we should not forget, we forget them too.
但是有的时候我们不应该忘记的事情，我们把它忘记了。
I remember once doing a little experiment with a church congregation.
我记得有一次我在教会里面做了一个实验。
I called a few of them together and I said, "Do you remember what I preached on 4 weeks ago?"
我问了一些人，我说，你记得我在四个星期前所讲的东西吗
？And they looked at me and were shocked.
他们看着我。好像很吃惊的。
How could we remember what we heard 4 weeks ago?
我们怎么可能记得四个礼拜以前你所讲的呢
？And they just shook their heads. We don't know.
他们就是摇头，我们不知道。
I said, "All right, how about 3 weeks ago?"
我就问说，那这样子好不好？三个星期前的呢
same response.
同样的回应。
Then I said, how about 2 weeks ago?
那我说这样子好不好？两个星期前的呢
？You know what they did?
你知道他们做什么呢
？They looked on the floor.
他们看地上。
Then they looked up to the ceiling.
他们看了 天花板。
Then they looked at the walls.
他们看了墙壁。
They probably thought they were like Daniel, who thought there might be writing on the walls.
他们可能觉得他们好像但以理在看墙壁上的一些奇怪的字。
And they said, sorry, we don't remember what you spoke on 2 weeks ago.
他们只好说对不起，我实在不记得你两星期前讲了什么。
If I put time in preparing a message, and then people forget it, what's the use of preaching?
你看哈，我花这么多时间在准备哈，然后讲，结果你们都忘记了，那我还准备什么呢？
Then I had one more question to ask them.
我又再问他们一个问题。
How about what I preached last week?
好，我上个礼拜讲的是什么？
They felt very embarrassed.
他们感觉到很难为情。
And they started scratching their head.
他们开始抓头。
Couldn't remember.
不记得了。
They said, "Can you give us a clue?"
啊，你可不可以告诉我们一个？
Oh yeah, yeah. Now they remembered a little bit.
哦，那我知道了，我知道了。暗示，刚刚的暗示，对。
So when I preach a message today, 10 minutes later, will you remember?
我今天在这边所讲的
，After 10 minutes, you remember?
十分钟之后，你们还记得吗
？I'll make it so easy that you will remember.
我会把它讲得很简单，让你们都能够记得。
Three words.
三个字。
He called.
他叫。
Second, he gave.
第二个，他给。
Number three, he sent.
第三个是他差遣。
He called, he gave, he sent.
他呼召了，他给了，他差遣。
Say it in English. He called.
大家一起念。He called.
He gave.
He gave.
He sent.
He sent.
That's the message.
这就是我今天所要讲的信息。
You think you remember these three words?
你想你可以记得这三个字吗？
I know you will.
我相信你可以。
All right, let's look at this text.
我们看一下这个经文。
It begins with the words when Jesus had called the 12.
这经文是从耶稣叫起了十二个门徒开始。
You know, everything begins with God.
每一件事情都从神开始。
He is the originator of everything.
他是所有事情的创始者。
He is the creator.
他是个创造者。
And all of our experiments in religion will never produce anything.
我们自己在宗教上面的任何的实验不能够产生什么事情。
The only thing that matters is when God intervenes in our lives.
唯一重要的事情就是神进入到我们的生命里面。
And God is the one that initiates anything to draw us to himself.
神就是那个开始者，他把一切的事情都从他开始。
Remember the very first question in the Bible?
你知道第一个在圣经里面的问题是什么吗？
When God called out to Adam and he says, "Where are you?"
就是神向亚当呼叫说，亚当你在哪里？
God is the one that calls.
神就是那一位呼召的神。
It's not that we are calling for God.
并不是我们向神呼求什么。
God is the one that looks down and he seeks us.
是神他来看，然后他来寻找我们。
And if there is a heart in us that seeks after God, it's only because He has put that desire in our heart.
假如我们心里面有什么渴望神的事情，那是因为神已经把这个渴望放在我们的心里。
And God is the one that initiates anything that He wants to do in our lives.
神就是在我们生命里面当中任何事情开始的那一个。
And that's why when Jesus started His ministry on earth,
就是当耶稣开始他在世上的事工的时候
He would always call out to people and says, "Come and follow me."
他总会向一些人呼召说来跟随我
He called them by name.
他按他的名 来呼叫他们
He knew whom he wanted to call.
他知道 哪些人是他所要呼召的
And he always took the initiative.
他永远是一个开始者
Jesus is the one that called people to himself.
耶稣就是那位呼召人到他面前的那位。
And he says, "Come and follow me."
他说来跟随我。
And one night he spent a whole night praying up in the mountains.
当他在整个晚上在山上祷告的时候。
And he prayed.
他祷告。
And when he came down, it says he called his 12 disciples.
他下山了之后，他就 他就选召了十二个门徒。
He called those whom he had chosen.
他呼叫那些他选择到他前面来的人。
And that's what we read here. When he had called his 12.
就在这里，他把他的十二个门徒都叫齐了。
It wasn't a question of them seeking him. He picked them.
并不是他们来寻找神，而是神拣选了他们。
Remember the time when Jesus went to the city of Jericho.
你记不记得有一次耶稣到了耶利哥这个城市
？He saw a man on a tree.
他看有一个人在树上。
And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must go to your place."
哦，他就对这个人说，撒该下来，今天晚上我要到你家去。
And that's how he called us as individuals.
这就是。他怎么样来呼召我们每一个人
？Do you remember the day when he called you？
你记不记得那一天神呼召你的时候
？When you felt that the preacher was preaching to you personally，
你就感觉到好像那个传道人就在对你讲话。
So、how does he know me？He doesn't even know me。
他怎么会知道我呢？他不知道我的、啊。
But he's speaking to me。
但是他既然向我讲话
，That was God calling you。
那就是神在呼召你了。
And that's why the scripture tells us you have not chosen me， but I have chosen you.
这个是为什么圣经这样说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
So the important question is, have we heard the call of God?
所以重要的问题是说，我们听到了神的呼召吗？
Have you listened to his voice?
你有听到他的声音吗？
Most of you have.
我相信你们很多人都有。
But it could be that there are a few sitting right here.
可能在我们当中还有一些。
You've been here for many times.
你可能在这边很多次了。
But you have never obeyed that call that came from him.
但是可能你都还没有顺服那位呼召你的神。
Before you can do anything for God, you must listen and obey his call.
在你可以为神做事情之前，你必须要听而且顺服他。
That's the first thing.
这是第一件事情。
But he adds a word. He says, when he had called the 12 together.
在这个地方还有他叫齐了十二个门徒。
God does not just call us as individuals, he calls us together in the fellowship of other believers.
神不只是呼召一个个人，他也是呼召一些人在一起有很好的这个团契。
We have this fellowship of brothers and sisters of which we are a part.
我们有一个很好的团契，我们是其中的一员。
And the fellowship of the church is essential for all of us as we follow his call.
当我们顺服神呼召的时候，有一个团契是很重要的。
Because we need each other.
因为我们需要彼此的帮助。
And so when God calls us, he calls us not just as individuals, he calls us to be together as a church.
所以当神呼召的时候，不是只是呼召一个人，他乃是呼召一群人能够成为一个教会。
A number of years ago, before my younger brother died,
几年前当我弟弟去世的时候，
he wrote me a letter.
他写了一封信给我。
And he said, I have wasted my whole life.
他说我浪费了我的生命。
You know, when you hear that from your brother, it hurts.
当你听到这句话是你从你兄弟当中讲出来的时候，你会感到很难过。
We had been raised in the same missionary home.
因为我们是在同一个宣教士的家庭长大的。
I had made a commitment to Christ. He had made a commitment to Christ.
我自己向神委身了，他也向神委身。
But his life became a roller coaster experience.
但是他的生命就好像那个 roller coaster.
One day he was up, next day he was down.
有一天他很高，然后另外一天他就很低。
Do you know what it caused it?
你知道什么事情造成的吗？
One day he was offended by something someone said in church.
有一天当有一个人在教会里面讲了一些话，冒犯了他。
He says, I will not go back.
他说我不要回去了。
They're all a bunch of hypocrites.
他们都是一群假冒为善的人。
And because he was not connected to a church,
就是因为他跟教会没有联系。
His life went up and down.
他的生命就是高高低低。
We need the church.
我们需要教会。
I must tell you though that before my brother died, he was again restored into fellowship of a church.
但是我要告诉你，感谢神，在我弟弟过世之前，他又回到了教会。
And he died with his Bible on his lap.
他过世的时候，他的圣经在他的腿上。
What a wonderful experience.
这是一个多么奇妙的经验。
But God calls us.
但是神呼召我们,
and he calls us together.
他呼召我们在一起。
That is the very first priority for anything about the church.
这是教会的第一个需要做的事。
Now the second thing that we see in here is he not only called them, it says he gave them something.
第二件事情就是说他不只是呼召他们，他也给了他们一些东西。
It says he gave them power and authority.To drive out all demons and to cure diseases.
这边告诉我们，耶稣给他们能力、权柄制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。
Now God is the only one that can give us power and authority.
神是那唯一的可以给我们权柄、给我们能力的。
Before Jesus left, he said, "All authority has been given to me."
当耶稣升天之前，他说天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。
And he says.I'm going to send you, but I'm going to be with you.
他告诉他，我要差遣你们去，而且我要与你们同在。
And if he is with us, then all authority and all power also belongs to us.
因为他的同在，所以有这个同在所带来的所有的能力。
And God has given that authority and power to every member of the church.
神也把同样的权柄跟能力给了教会的每一个成员。
Either the church has that power.
如果教会如果不是有这个能力
or it cannot be called a church.
那就不能称为教会。
A powerless church is a contradiction in terms.
一个没有能力的教会是不能称为教会的。
A church is a church that has been endowed with a power of God.
一个教会是对神的话是没有疑问的。
It's nothing that comes from the church itself.
这不是从教会自己本身出来的。
It's not that the church is powerful in its own.
这教会自己本身不会有能力。
The church only has power because God has given that power.
教会所以有能力是因为神给了教会能力。
It is not that we are strong in ourselves.
我们并不是靠自己我们就很坚强。
We are only strong because he has given us strength.
我们所以坚强是因为神给我们能力。
And Paul says not that we can rely on ourselves and say our sufficiency is from us.
保罗曾经说过，我们不是靠自己，我们就能做什么。
No, our sufficiency totally comes from him.
我们的能力来自于神。
That is what God has given to the church.
这是神所给教会的。
You know,We have studied our Bibles long enough to understand that there is such a thing as the gifts of the Spirit.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们知道神有给教会圣灵。
And you know, when God gives us the Holy Spirit and His gifts become ours, then He gives them to us not so that we can be proud ourselves.
神借着圣灵把各样的恩赐赐给我们，以至于我们不是靠我们自己。
Because we ourselves are weak.
因为我们每一个人都是那样软弱。
And the more you recognize that God alone is the powerful one, the more you recognize your own weakness.
当你越多知道神的能力的时候，你就越了解自己的软弱。
You know, one time, some people came to Jesus and they said, "By what authority do you do these things?"
曾经有人来到耶稣的面前问说，耶稣，你靠什么能力来做这些事？
What authority did Jesus have to do miracles?What authority did he have to forgive sin?
耶稣他能够医病赶鬼能够赦罪的权柄是哪里来的呢？
It was the authority that his father had given to him.
这是神他的父亲圣父所给他的权柄。
And in the same way God has given to us as believers the authority to stand there in the place of Christ.
这也是同样的我们每一位信徒神也给我们这样的一个权柄。
And that's why Jesus, before he left, again told his disciples, "You will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you."
这就是当主耶稣在升天之前告诉门徒说，你们必定会从圣灵那里领受能力。
Look what it says here in verse 3.
当我们看第三节的时候
，He told them, "Take nothing for the journey: no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic."
对他们说，行路的时候不要带拐杖和口袋。不要带食物和银子，也不要带两件褂子。
Don't think that you can on your own perform any ministry.
不要认为说你靠你自己可以做什么样的事工。
Don't look at your own private resources.
不要找你自己的一些资源。
Don't think Oh, I can trust my good mind.
哦，不要认为说哦，我可以信赖我有一个很好的心态。
I can trust my own abilities to do things.
或是靠我自己的能力能够做什么事。
No, Jesus says, take nothing.
耶稣说，你不要带任何东西。
Anything that you take is only what I give you.
你所带的东西就是我所给你的。
Then he says very clearly to them, I have given you that power and authority.
这边耶稣很清楚地告诉他们，我给你这个能力跟权柄。
Little later on, he asks the disciples again, when I sent you out without anything, did you lack anything?
之后主耶稣也问了他的门徒，当我差你们出去的时候，你们有少了什么吗？
And they said, nothing.
他们说没有。
So,The gifting and the equipping of the believer, that is the work that Christ does for us.
神给我们能力，他装备我们，这个是主耶稣所要教导我们的。
See, he calls us.
他呼叫我们，呼召我们。
He calls us to be together.
他把我们呼召在一起。
And then he equips us.
然后他装备我们。
He gifts us.
他给我们。
He gives us all that we possibly can ever need.
他把我们所需要的东西都给了我们
to carry out the purpose that he has intended for us.
去完成他所要我们完成的使命。
And what is that?
那个是什么呢？
That is the proclamation of the gospel.
那就是去传扬神的福音。
So that's the third issue here.
这是第三个问题。
When he calls, he equips, and then he sends.
当他呼召他给，然后他差遣。
The disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ does not engage in evangelism because of the goodness of his heart.
主耶稣的门徒他们出去传福音，不是靠着他们自己心里面有什么好的东西。
He doesn't do it because he's got warm feelings for other people.
并不是这个门徒自己本身有一个很什么样的热忱。
I have seen young missionaries go to the field.
我曾经看到年轻的宣教士到了工厂。
And they say, oh, I love those people so much, that's why I'm here.
哦，他们会说，啊，我真是热爱这一群人，这是为什么我在这里。
I have such a deep love for them.
哦，我有很深的爱对这些人。
A week later, after they have spent countless hours in the customs house.
过了一个礼拜之后，他们花了很多的时间在海关
yeah,
okay.
The customs house where they have to fill out paper and get a chop and go to another desk get another chop.
哦，他们要填很多的表，然后盖很多的印。
And finally somebody says it can't be done or we're closed.
哦，他说我们不能这样去做，我们关门了。
And they get frustrated.
哦，他们就很生气。
They say you can't do that.
你不能这样子。
And they said yes we can.
他说哎，我们可以。
But in America, we don't do it that way.
哦，在美国我们不是这样子做的。
But we're not in America.
啊，我们不是在美国。
And after a week, you know, you ask them, do you still love the people?
在一个星期之后，如果你问他们，你是不是还爱这些人呢？
They say, well, not as much as we did when we came.
哦，并不像我们刚来的时候那样的爱他们了。
Love for people is not a good reason for evangelism.
你对一个人的爱还不是一个最重要的原因。
Because love goes up and down, doesn't it?
因为这个爱可以多可以少的。
Circumstances will change.
环境会改变这一切。
Our motivation for evangelism comes because God is sending us.
我们今天所以去宣教是因为神差遣了我们。
Not because you like it.
并不是因为你喜欢。
Not because you have a great desire for adventure.
并不是你很想冒险。
But you are responding to his commission to go.
而是你对于他这个大使命的一个回应。
So verse 2 gives us the number 3 priority. He sent out the disciples whom he had called and gifted.
所以这边告诉我们，他就差遣他们去传神国的道。
Jesus said, as the Father sent me,So I'm sending you.
耶稣告诉我们，因为神差遣了我，所以我差遣你们。
Sending is not our responsibility.
差遣不是我们自己的责任。
Our responsibility is to listen to his voice.
我们的责任就是听神的话。
And to obey.
顺服。
What then is the mission of the church?
那教会的使命是什么呢？
The mission of the church is always an obedient response to his command to go.
教会的使命就是听而且顺服神给我们的使命。
You know, it's always directed towards those who are on the outside.
这一直是往外的。
The church only has one mission.
教会只有一个使命。
And that is to go and reach people who have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是要去接触到那些未曾听到福音的人。
All the other things that we mentioned earlier, they are important aspects.
我们刚刚所谈的这些事情前面所谈的也都是很重要的。
But they are only to serve the one purpose, that is the mission of the church to proclaim the good news.
但是这些重要的事情都有一个重要的目的，就是我们要去传福音给万民。
And in the New Testament, proclamation of the good news means getting the gospel to other people.
在新约的时候，我们讲到福音的时候，就是把福音去传到万民当中。
Jesus says, I've given you authority and power to drive out all demons and to cure diseases.
耶稣也告诉他们说，我给你权柄跟能力，你可以赶鬼，可以治病。
You know, many times we kind of jump over those verses.
当很多时候我们可能会跳过这些经文。
Because we're not comfortable how to understand them.
因为我们好像读起来好像不是很那么舒服。
Driving out demons, that happened in the New Testament, didn't it?
这个赶鬼在新约有发生过吧？
Is it still happening today?
现在仍然发生吗？
Are you sure?
你确定吗？
Maybe half and half?
也许一半一半。
It is still happening today.
今天仍然发生。
Now there have been a lot of things that have been said and talked and written about that are not very biblical.
还是有一些教导或是记录，他们并不是很按照圣经的。
But we have to recognize one thing.
但是我们需要注意一件事。
All that we are experiencing in the world makes very clear that we are in a spiritual war.
当我们在这个世界上所经历到的许多的事情都告诉我们，我们是在一个属灵的征战当中。
And that spiritual war we often cannot see with our eyes.
这个属灵的征战呢，是我们常常是眼睛所不能看见的。
But it is happening in the spiritual realm.
但是它是真的发生在一个灵界里面。
It is a supernatural warfare.
有一个超自然的属灵的征战。
That is being waged by God on one side and Satan on the other.
这个征战是神在一边，然后魔鬼撒旦在另外一边。
And when we talk about demons, demons are just agents of the evil one.
魔鬼就是这些邪恶的一面。
And they did not die in the New Testament days. They're still around.
他们并不是在新约的时代就已经没有了，他们如今仍然在。
I could tell you many experiences that I've personally encountered demons speaking foreign languages.
我可以告诉你我自己亲身的经验，看见这个邪灵在人的身上说出外国的话。
Satan is still alive.
撒旦仍然存在的。
And his demons are still working in the world today.
这些巫鬼仍然在世上工作。
And we are as Christians not to hold back and say, well, we can't do anything about them.
我们基督徒并不能因此就好像退后说我们不能做什么。
He says he gave us power and authority.
耶稣说他给我们权柄跟能力。
And we can use the authority and power that Christ gives us to counter any demon that wants to obstruct what God wants to do.
我们可以靠着神所给我们的权柄与能力来跟魔鬼征战。
In my book, I've written about one encounter we had here in Los Gatos in a case like this.
在我写的那本书里面，我也曾经提过一些我这样的经历。
But he goes on to say, and also to cure diseases.
耶稣仍然说，他要他们去医治疾病。
And you know, many evangelicals look at that and they say, we don't want to talk about that.
很多福音派的看到这些的时候就说，我们不想讲这些。
Only God can heal.
因为只有神可以医治。
And so when people say, come forward, I put my hands on you, and you fall over and something, you get healed. We don't feel good about that.
有人来到我面前说，可不可以请你为我按手祷告，我们就觉得好像不是很舒适。
And I understand that.
我可以理解。
Because I've seen a lot of stuff that's happening, especially on television, that is certainly not biblical.
因为我也了解在很多在尤其在电视上面有这些神迹的时候其实很多是不是按照圣经的
But what is being said here very clearly, God has given us authority and power.
在这里, 很清楚, 圣经清楚地告诉我们, 神给我们权柄跟能力,
and apart from preaching the gospel to them, nobody will ever be healed.
如果我们不是把福音传给他们,
because only the gospel of Jesus Christ can bring healing to us. And the most important healing, of course, is the healing of the heart and the soul. But there are also occasions when God comes in great power and he heals people.
仍然是有这样的例子，神的能力临到一个人，以至于这个人得到了医治。
I once had an interesting experience in Taiwan.
在台湾的时候，我曾经有这样一个经历。
We were preaching in a church.
我们在一个教会里面传道。
And after the sermon, a farmer came up to me.
讲道完了之后，有一个农夫来找我。
He says, "Will you come to my home?"
他说，你可不可以到我家？
And will you pray?
你可以为我祷告。
I said, "What is the prayer about?"
你要我为你祷告什么呢？
He said, "I'm a poor man, but I have a water buffalo, and the water buffalo is sick."
因为我是一个很贫穷的人，我有一只水牛，那水牛生病了。
Will you come and pray for the water buffalo to be healed?
你可以为这个水牛祷告，希望它能够得医治。
Well, I went.
我去了。
And I prayed.
我祷告了。
I put my hands on the buffalo.
我把手放在这个水牛的身上。
And the buffalo died.
这水牛死了。
No, I don't know what happened to the water buffalo.
我不知道这里怎么回事。
I'm not sure.
我不晓得。
But I knew that this farmer depended on that water buffalo.
但我知道这个农夫他很倚重这个水牛。
And so I prayed.
所以我祷告了。
And I asked God to heal that water buffalo.
我求神来医治这个水牛。
I did not hear the result.
并没有产生我想要的结果。
But you know, God has power at our disposal that we don't even understand.
神赐给我们能力，让我们能够使用，甚至是我们所不能想象的。
And by faith we can come and say, God, I'm willing to trust you.
我们唯有凭着信心来到神的面前，神啊，我愿意相信你。
The outcome is not up to us.
这个结果不是我们能做什么。
The outcome is to God.
这个结果是神。
And if anyone gets glory, only God gets glory.
如果有人得到荣耀，那只有神得到荣耀。
But we've got to recognize there is a warfare that is being waged.
那我们必须知道有一个属灵的征战。
It's a warfare that is against, not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers of darkness.
这个征战并不是针对人的，而是针对这个灵界的黑暗的势力。
We have been following the news the last few days.
在过去两三天，我们曾经非常的跟踪新闻。
And if anything should make us realize about that spiritual warfare, it's what's happening right now in the world today.
有什么事情让我们能够体会到一个属灵的征战呢？就是我们现在所发生的一些事情。
These massive demonstrations
一个大群众的这个示威
are totally inspired by Islam.
这是从这个回教他们中产生的。
I read even yesterday where one of the Muslim leaders took a Bible.
就在昨天有一个回教的这个领袖他把圣经拿出来。
And he ripped out the pages.
他把它撕掉。
And then they started burning that Bible.
然后他们就把这个圣经烧了。
Do you think there's some spiritual warfare connected with that?
你能不能认为这个是有一个属灵的征战在那里呢？
This is not a power against certain people.
这不是说我们在与一些人怎么样的征战。
There's a spiritual warfare between God and Satan.
而是在神跟撒旦之间有一个属灵的征战。
And God is going to win that battle.
神将要赢得这个战争。
And so when we proclaim the gospel,
当我们宣扬福音的时候,
what is it that we proclaim?
我们要传什么呢?
We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们要告诉他们耶稣基督是主。
We proclaim that he is the ruler over this whole world.
我们要告诉他们基督是全世界的主宰。
And that he has already won the battle when he died for us on the cross.
当他在十字架上被钉死的时候, 他已经赢了这个征战。
When he was raised from the dead,
他从死里复活的时候,
no longer does Satan have any control or power.
撒旦就没有再有能力了。
All authority belongs to him.
所有的权柄都属于基督。
And so he says, I'm giving you authority.
所以耶稣告诉我们说, 我给你这些权柄。
Now, when the gospel is preached,
当这个福音被传扬的时候,
it always demands a verdict. There are always consequences to the preaching of the gospel we need to respond to.
总是会有一些, 结果, 是我们要去回应的。
I read an article in a German newspaper some time ago.
在前些时候我读了,
and it says, wanted.
它上面写的, 需要一个东西,
a preacher who does not rock the boat.
我们需要一个传道人, 他不会去, 摇动这个教会的。
As believers, we need to rock the boat.
成为一个信徒, 我们是需要去摇的, 去摇动的。
Paul was the one that where people says, he has turned the city upside down.
在圣经告诉我们, 保罗到一个城市的时候, 甚至整个城市都被翻转过来。
Yes, when this world is under the influence of the evil one, we need to come with a message and saying, there is only one ruler, and that's Jesus Christ.
当这个世界在魔鬼的权势掌握之下, 我们必须要宣告, 只有一位主, 就是耶稣基督。
Throughout history, God has been calling men and women.
在, 历史上面, 神呼召, 弟兄姐妹。
The scripture tells us about God's call coming to Moses.
圣经告诉我们神的呼召临到了摩西。
He says, go and deliver the people.
他说去, 带领他们出埃及。
He says, tell Pharaoh, let my people go so that they can serve me.
你去告诉希律王说, 让我的百姓走, 所以他们可以侍奉我。
Moses started making excuses.
摩西开始找一些借口。
But God says, I will enable you.
神说我要使你有能力。
I'll give you gifts.
我要给你恩赐。
I will give you that which you need in order to proclaim my message.
我要给你所需要的, 因此能够把我的, 这个信息带出来。
And very reluctantly Moses went.
摩西很心不甘情不愿地去了。
Isaiah was different.
以赛亚是不同。
When he saw the Lord,
当他看见神向他显现的时候,
he saw his own inadequacy.
他看见他自己的不足。
He allowed the Lord to shine his light on him, and it revealed how weak and how dirty he was.
当神的光照他的时候, 他看见自己是何等的软弱,何等的污秽。
And then God asked the question, whom shall I send and who will go for me?
因此神说, 我可以差遣谁呢? 谁愿意为我去呢?
He said, here am I, send me.
他告诉神说, 主啊, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
God calls.
神呼召。
Have you heard his call?
你听到神的呼召吗?
Are you part of his family?
你是他, 神家的一员吗?
Are you part of the family that he brought together in the church?
你是这个教会, 这整个属灵家的一员吗?
Have you discovered how God has gifted you?
你有发现神所给你的恩赐吗?
Do you know the spiritual gifts God has entrusted to you?
你知道圣经告诉我们, 神给我们, 每个人都有, 神给的恩赐。
If you don't know what they are, how can you use them?
假如你不知道的话, 你怎么是使用它呢?
Have you allowed to be equipped in your own life?
你有让神来装备你吗?
By receiving from Christ all that he has.
从神那边领受神的教导。
And then have you heard?
你听过吗?
His word, I'm going to send you.
神说我要差遣你。
It might not be across an ocean. It might be just across the street.
不一定要跨过大海，可能只是跨过一条街。
But he wants you to be involved in taking the gospel message to others.
但是神要你把这个好消息带在身上，能够传扬出去。
That's the mission of the church.
这是教会的使命。
If the church does not reach out to others, then it has no excuse for being a church.
如果一个教会不能够向外去传福音广传的话, 就失去了教会存在的目的。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
天父，我们谢谢你。
That you make everything very simply clear to us.
请真是让我们很清楚的能够明白。
We pray that we will listen to your voice this morning.
我们祷告今天早上我们能够听到你的声音。
And grant, Lord, that you will put within our own hearts.
你把你自己的心意向我们显明。
A longing, a desire to be pleasing to you.
我们有一个渴望要来讨我们神的喜悦。
By responding to your call.
以我们的回应。
By being ourselves equipped and gifted to accomplish your task.
让我们自己能够被装备，能够来完成 你所给我们的使命。
And then allowing ourselves to be sent.
同时让我们能够被差遣出去。
We thank you that your Spirit is able to do this in our hearts.
我们谢谢你，因为圣灵可以在我们当中完成这些工作。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.